some economic harbingers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We've gotten a lot of good news from the housing market in recent weeks, but today, some not-so-great news. New home sales dropped 11% in November to their lowest level in 7 months. Mitchell Hartman has more.
Sales of new homes were down 11.3% in November compared to the month before. Most economists were predicting an increase. Plus, the sales figures for October was revised downward, and new home prices fell nearly 2% from a year ago. But while demand for new homes slackened in recent months, the market for previously owned ones is doing just fine. There was a 7.4% increase in sales in November, according to the National Association of Realtors. The plunge in new home sales indicates that any recovery in the housing market is likely to come in fits and starts. Analysts said sales could have been hurt by the continuing high level of foreclosures, which puts lower-priced houses on the market. Ultimately, home sales are likely to pick up with the extension of the government's first-time home buyer tax credit, which will run through April and include current homeowners as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We got some good news from the economy this morning, too. Consumer spending rose in November, about 0.5%. So where does all this leave the economy here at the end of 2009? Thought we'd put that question to Josh Shapiro, chief economist at MFR in New York. He joins us live. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start out here with home sales we just heard about from Mitchell. How significant is the 11% drop in new home sales?
Well, I think what it tells you is the effect that the first-time home buyer tax credit had on the upside looking earlier, and that the fact that it was due to expire at the end of November, and that's when people were making these decisions, and it shows you how much demand was pulled forward by this credit.
How does that weigh in with, we heard yesterday there was a drop in home resales, or sorry, there was a gain in home resales. How does that weigh against this drop in new home sales?
Well, those two statistics measure different times in the process. The existing home sales data measures closings. This measures contract signings. So there's about a two-month lag in the process. So the existing home sales numbers will fall off in the next month or two.
What about consumer spending? It was up 0.5% in November. How does that weigh into this mix?
Well, I think the consumer is reacting to kind of a weak labor market, the big hit we've seen to asset prices, and is acting in a conservative manner here. And consumer spending in Q4 looks like it's set to disappoint some of the more optimistic predictions out there.
So what are you going to be watching going into 2010 here? Are there any economic indicators, any numbers that you're going to be watching to see where we are in this recession?
Well, I think the critical thing to look at is the health of the labor market, and that means looking at a whole host of data that would illustrate whether we're actually creating jobs or not in a meaningful and sustainable manner.
Josh Shapiro is chief economist at MFR in New York. Josh, thank you.
My pleasure.
And the markets are as mixed as the news this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just a hair to 10,465. The NASDAQ up 0.5% to 2,264. The S&P 500 up about 0.1% to 1,119. Overseas markets were mostly up. London's FTSE gained 0.5%. But some bad news out of the British economy. The number of long-term unemployed in the UK has doubled since last Christmas. The total number of people out of work now, 2.5 million. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The British economy has been shrinking since the spring of last year, the longest and deepest slump of modern times. While the US and many other economies grew in the last quarter, the UK continues to decline. Britain now has an unenviable distinction, the only member of the G20 group of nations still in recession. One reason, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, is the supposed jewel in Britain's crown, London's preeminence as a financial centre.
We were more dependent on financial services than most other G20 countries. Financial services was the sector that took the biggest hit, and I think in that sense we are lagging the others coming out of recession.
Other economists say Britain has also been held back by its long binge on credit. The Brits are more heavily indebted than even the Americans. As households struggle to repay that debt, British consumer spending wanes. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And Ford is saying this morning it will sell Volvo to Chinese automaker Geely for a reported $2 billion. Ford paid $6 billion for Volvo back in 1999.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
American Greetings releases its quarterly report today. Analysts have high expectations for the card company after a difficult start to the year, but some wonder if paper cards have a bright future in the era of Facebook and Twitter. Sabri Benishore reports.
This holiday season, you could send a paper card, or you could send these tap-dancing reindeer. That's an e-card, and a lot of people are wondering if it represents the future of holiday greetings.
Within the last 2 years, we've seen a rise of about 40% during the holiday seasons.
Eddie Marmol is with e-card maker 123 Greetings. He credits the economy.
We've never charged a penny for a card, so that's where it all comes down to.
Owen Shapiro is a retail analyst. He thinks it might also be a cultural shift from paper to multimedia.
There is a real danger for greeting cards to become less relevant, particularly to the younger generation of consumers.
Hallmark said in a statement it doesn't believe e-cards are crowding traditional cards out at all. They say people appreciate paper more, and 20 paper cards are sent for every one e-card. Even so, both Hallmark and American Greetings are snapping up e-card companies or offering e-cards of their own. In Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And finally, lawyers in the UK report about 20% of divorce petitions cite Facebook as a main reason for the split. Things like flirty emails and suspicious photos. And one woman discovered her husband was divorcing her when he updated his Facebook status to say their marriage was over. Apparently, there are now 51 ways to leave your lover. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. 50 ways to leave.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.